So today I want us to go back to where we were a number of weeks ago and to be talking about spiritual gifts again, talking about and re-entering the journey of talking about our spiritual gifts, what's on us, and we intend to keep this going through to the end of November until we change with a couple of exceptions along the way, and then we will be getting into our pre-Christmas stuff in December. So what's been covered in so far over the weeks? Well, we've looked at things like talking about tuata, talking about tongues and prophecy. Ian talked about the word of knowledge. Bo talked about God's heart for us to be anointed, that we need to be people who are building people up rather than being those who are being puffed up ourselves. Haley talked about faith, and she talked about not using the gifts out of presumption, and talking about this whole idea that if the icing on the cake asserts itself to be the cake, it presumes way too much. Remember, we are the vessels of the gifts of God. That's what we are. And I want to touch on those things today. I will make no apology if I repeat things that have already been said. I think it's a pretty good indication that if God calls us to bring stuff that may repeat and add on to what has already been previously said, that means he wants to add on to what has previously been said. He wants to emphasize for whatever reason he feels he needs to emphasize. So this morning, I pray that the words that I say this morning will be those that have been unctioned by you, Holy Spirit. Help me in the delivery. Help our ears to hear that which you want to speak to us. Holy Spirit, open our hearts up that we would receive, our very beings would receive the truths, the fullness of the truths that are available to us, that are appropriate for us on this junction of time today, for our lives and for the sake of others, in Jesus' mighty name. Especially for the sake of others, folks, because the operation of the spiritual gifts is for others. That is for other people. It's not for us. It is for others. It's for the blessing of others. And we'll talk about that in a little while. So the Apostle Paul, he wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 and 2 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, he makes this statement. He says this, and I'm reading out of the Amplified version today. Every reference will be from the Amplified. And it says this: "Now about the spiritual gifts, the special endowments given by the Holy Spirit." Let's not forget that one. The special endowments given by Holy Spirit to us. Special endowments. "Now about the spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed." He's talking to us, speaking to the church in Corinth, therefore it is applicable to us today, that he does not want us to be uninformed. This great apostle wants you and I as Christian believers not to be people who are uninformed about this whole matter. And when you read through the New Testament, the first place we run into the term spiritual gifts is in Romans chapter 11 and chapter 1 verses 11 and 12. And it says this: "For I long to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you. That is, that we may be mutually encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, both yours and mine." This morning I want to challenge us on some of our perceptions, perhaps some of what our perceptions might be, and perhaps put another little bit of color to the painting of this whole thing of spiritual gifts. So this idea of sharing or bringing that he talks about here, this whole idea of "I long to see that I may share with you," this whole idea of sharing or bringing means that he wants to give them, and therefore us, the benefit of his gifts. He's saying, "I'm coming to share with you to strengthen you." He says these words, "I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you." Here we go. Two of the key things about the operation of spiritual gifts in the body of Christ is to strengthen and to establish us more in faith. Note here that Paul says that the spiritual gifts are for strengthening others. And, you know, of course, this does not mean that the person who has a spiritual gift gets no joy or benefit from it, of course. But it does suggest that the gifts are given to us from Holy Spirit for us then to give them on, to hand them on as such, to not to be held on by us. They're not to be given to be held on to. He says these words, "For I long to see you, so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you." To strengthen you. He's not talking here about bodily strength, but he's clearly speaking here about the strengthening of our faith. The same word is used in 1 Thessalonians in chapter 3 and verse 2, where he is again speaking and he says these words. "So we sent Timothy," speaking, he's writing a letter, "we sent Timothy, our brother and God's servant in spreading the good news of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you, exhorting, comforting, and establishing you." Notice this, what he re-emphasizes this thing again, in regard to your faith. So Timothy is sent to strengthen and encourage the church at Thessalonica in their faith. Applies to us exactly the same way. So to strengthen someone by a spiritual gift means to help their faith not give way when under pressure or under attack. Anybody been under pressure or attack during their Christian walk? Yeah, I think we could all, as believers, put our hand up quite happily, put our both hands up, both legs up, stick our tongues out, whatever. Identifying that. And what has been an incredible blessing, I know for me, and I'm sure it's been for all of you as well, is that when somebody comes along in the right time, in the right place, says something, does something, smiles, pats you on the back, whatever it may be, and you go, "This is okay. I'm okay." It's all about strengthening us and lifting our faith up. To strengthen someone by spiritual gift means to help their faith not give way when under pressure or attack. We have spiritual gifts in order to help other people to keep the faith and maintain an even keel in life's storms. Anybody done any sailing? Yeah, done it. There's only two of us, three of us, four of us have done some sailing. But a few of us. Anybody noticed on a yacht how deep the keel often goes on a yacht? And traditionally, you know, there's been designs of yachts over the years where the bottom of the keel had a great big weight on it. And the big weight on the bottom of it was to keep the yacht steady. So when you're jibing, you're tacking or whatever, and the yacht is leaning over, here's the mast and you're leant over like this, what stops it from falling over is the counterbalance of the keel keeping it going right. And if you happen to capsize, if you happen to be too greedy with the wind and pull in too tight in the wind or have too much sail up and you capsize, the keel is designed that be able to help right the yacht again. It's all about a counterbalance. Same in our Christian walk. When the pressure comes on, we sometimes need the counterbalance of a whole lot of different things, and it may be the counterbalance of somebody's spiritual gift coming along at the right time, saying, doing, being something at that particular time to cause, okay, we're okay again, we're away on this again. Now, this is how it should work. I believe this is how it should work, the expression and outworking of spiritual gifts in our lives. If there's anybody around us whose faith is being, let's say, threatened in any way, looking like it's under pressure, perhaps we need to take a careful spiritual look whether we may have a spiritual gift particularly suited at that particular time to help strengthen that person. But hearing Holy Spirit, because it's all about hearing Holy Spirit. Because let's remember, these are gifts given by Holy Spirit. They are spiritual gifts given by Holy Spirit. Therefore, they need to be guided spiritually at a particular time. That is so, so important. And I'm going to touch on that a bit later on. See, if the true motivation to express a spiritual gift to the right person at the right time is really, if the true, if the right motivation is there, it really shouldn't matter that we attempt to label that which is perhaps on our lives, but rather actually just be open to whatever is needed at that particular time. This is what I mean by that. We can too easily worry about whether we can point to prophecy or mercy or administration or a whole lot of other things that are listed and say, that's my gift and that's mine. It belongs to me now. But perhaps another way of looking at it is this. I am here, and there is a need right at this situation, in this particular juncture of time for this person's life. Holy Spirit, what is needed, and allow to operate out of an unction of Holy Spirit. I'm just chucking that thought out to have us think about it a little bit. See, the reason we have spiritual gifts is so that we can strengthen other people's faith. I.e., here is someone whose faith is in trouble. How can I be of possible help to that person? Then we do or we say what seems to be most helpful. And if the person is helped, then maybe we have discovered one of a spiritual gift that is available to us as an individual to operate in. Perhaps. Maybe we really shouldn't be getting hung up on naming our gifts. The thing to get hung up on is this. Are we doing what we can do to strengthen the faith of people around us? What can I do? What can you do that will cause somebody else's faith at a particular time to be strengthened or brought along the journey of faith rather than actually being, I've got the gift of prophecy? Yeah? I say that very tongue-in-cheek, okay? See, the more meaningful issue needs to be rather more than rather identifying our spiritual gift, but perhaps desiring to strengthen other people's faith. Just wanted to reemphasize that. Importantly, it is becoming the kind of person who wakes up in the morning, thanks God for this incredible gift of salvation, and then perhaps says, Lord, use me somehow today to strengthen somebody's walk, their faith. And at the end of this day, may somebody be more confident of your promises and more joyful in your grace because I have crossed their path today. And Holy Spirit, you have allowed me to operate a gift that you have given for that person for this particular moment, and their life is blessed because of it. Isn't that a far more freeing and healthy perspective to it? You know what, the reason I say this is becoming this kind of person is more important than just finding out what our spiritual gift may be or gifts may be, is that when we become this kind of person, you know what, the Holy Spirit will not let our desire to bless go to waste. He will not allow it to go to waste. He will help us find ways to strengthen the faith of others, and that could or will be the discovery of our gifting that's on our lives. You know, so let's apply ourselves to becoming the kind of people that are more and more who long to strengthen others' faith rather than show off what the gift is on our life. Because it is easy to show off some of the gifts, isn't it? It really is. You know what? Best attitude of our hearts at times, you know what, our humanity takes over, and you know, we can be a little bit too perhaps expressive about it. I love this quote by John Piper. He says this: a spiritual gift is an expression of faith which aims to strengthen faith. It is activated from faith in us and aims for faith in another. Another way to put it would be this: a spiritual gift is an ability given by the Holy Spirit to express our faith effectively in word or deed for the strengthening of someone else's faith. Isn't that cool? Anybody want me to read that out again? Yeah. A spiritual gift, it is an expression of faith which aims to strengthen faith. It is activated from faith in us and aims for faith in another. Another way to put it would be this: a spiritual gift is an ability given by the Holy Spirit to express our faith effectively in word or deed for the strengthening of someone else's faith. Here's the reality. Many unbelievers have incredible abilities in teaching and administration. Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. You know, that's not anything profound in that. The, you know, just as you know, in teaching administration, for example. Now, these gifts, they are God-given, because I believe all the gifts on humanity are God-given gifts. There's some have been polluted along the way and wrecked along the way. But I do believe that all abilities people have are God-given. Whether we recognize them as an unbeliever or not, you know, these gifts on our lives. But these cannot ever, I don't believe these can ever be called spiritual gifts of teaching or administration, for example, because they are not expressions of faith and they are not aiming to strengthen other people's faith. Our faith, see, our faith in the promises of God is the very channel through which Holy Spirit flows on his way to strengthening faith in others. You know what? So here, this is what it means for me. Therefore, it really, no matter what the abilities that may be on our lives, if we are not relying on God and not aiming to help others rely on him, I think it's very safe to say that our ability is not necessarily a spiritual gift. See, it is not spiritual because the Holy Spirit is not flowing through it from faith to faith. So let me give you an example of that. We have people up here who have got in the music team who have got abilities and talent to sing, to play instruments, to play even play the drums. You know who a drummer is, don't you? They're people that hang around with musicians. That's him. But because Phil's a bass player as well, he's okay. Because musicians have to read music, drummers don't have to read music. That's the guts of that joke, okay? It falls flat when you start talking about Sting and people like that, doesn't it? And I always upset the drummers when you say that one. They have abilities and talents to sing or play instruments. The ability changes, I believe, to a spiritual gift when it's, Father, I need your help to cause my gift to be a blessing to others. And I would hope that everybody in the worship team does exactly that. Those of us who have the privilege of standing in front of you to be able to preach, I know for me it's a spiritual gift, because without it, without me going, God, I need your help, it's just an ability to be able to talk in front of people. But a spiritual gift imparts something to other people. You can think of a whole raft of things in that regard. You might be a person who has an incredible smile on their face. When you smile, it lights up the world. You know what? Father, help me to cause my smile to light up other people's worlds. You know what? It becomes a spiritual gift then. You can think about it in terms of a whole lot of areas there. See, if we don't rely on God and not aiming to help others rely on him, I think it's very safe to say that our ability is not necessarily a spiritual gift. It is not spiritual because the Holy Spirit is not necessarily flowing through it from faith to faith. You know what? And the good thing about spiritual gifts is this: they are not limited or defined group of activities that are just spelled out in the New Testament. Rather, spiritual gifts, I believe, are the ability the Holy Spirit gives you and I to express our faith in order to strengthen another person at a particular time, at the right opportunity, when they need it for their lives. So let's have a look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. It says this: just as each one of you has received a spiritual gift, a spiritual talent, an ability graciously given by God, employ it in serving one another. Isn't that lovely? Employ it in serving one another, as is appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace, faithfully using the diverse, varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. Whoever speaks to the congregation is to do so as one who speaks the oracles, the utterances, the very words of God. Whoever serves a congregation is to do as one who serves the strength, who serves by the strength which God abundantly supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified, honored, and magnified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I love the Amplified Version. It just opens things up and paints a much fuller picture. Notice what he says in there. Each has received a gift. That means each one of us has received a gift. Every one of us. No exception. If you are a Christian believer, a born-again believer, God has given you gifts. End of story. A gift or multitudes of gifts. Gifts are not for the few, but they are for all. And every believer has abilities which the Holy Spirit has given and can use them to strengthen others. And the picture that is painted here, I love this picture that is painted here when he talks about this idea of grace and being stewards. Here in verse 10, it could easily be that of a house with various talented stewards, people who are serving in the house, who are given the owner's funds to administer. Now we can look at it like this. The house that is described, that is mentioned, that could be the picture that is painted here, is the church, us, the church. The stewards giving out the gifts, helping serve people in that house, are all of us as Christian believers. The various talents are our varied gifts. Notice he says in there, multifaceted grace, faithfully using the diverse varied gifts and abilities granted to Christian by God's unmerited favor. So the funds of God's grace, the administration of these gifts is the exercising of our gifts. And the most striking part of this comparison, of this idea, this analogy, this picture between the owner's funds, yeah, that'll be good, thanks. The owner's funds and God's grace. God's grace. Here, honey, I've got one here. I'll just grab this little bit of coffee. That's right. That's not bad. Black coffee and sugar. It's quite nice, isn't it? No, thanks. I'm cool. That'll do. Thank you. So the analogy of this idea of the owner's funds and God's grace. God's grace is the currency in the household of God. That needs to be the currency that we live by, is the grace of God. And we are all called to be the stewards of God's grace, each one of us. And the way that grace is outworked through our lives is through spiritual gifts that Holy Spirit decides to give us at the opportune moments to be blessings to other people, so that other people would receive of the grace of God. Isn't that cool? See, we are recipients of God's grace, and therefore it is our duty to then share this grace with other people. The way by which these occur is, as I've said, as they are dispersed, is through the operation of the spiritual gifts. So let us remember that the spiritual gifts are the abilities given by the Holy Spirit, which express our faith and aim to strengthen the faith of others. This is how it works. Faith feeds on grace and is strengthened by grace. God gives us His grace in Christ Jesus, and all the promises that are yes and amen in Him, and our response is then becomes faith. We believe for things. The grace of God is poured out, and we believe for the things of God. We read the scriptures. We hear the promises of God. People pray for us. We hear prophetic words. God speaks to us. And out of the abundance of that grace, faith builds in our lives, and we live with an expectation that God is going to do something for us and through us. God gives us His grace in Christ to disperse that grace to others and therefore help other people feed in their faith. See, this is all for the glory of God. This is all for the glory of God. Whatever God gives us as a gift is all for His glory. It's not for our glory. It's not for my glory. It's not for your glory. It's for His glory. Because if your life and my life are changed by the grace of God, therefore in building our faith gets built up, guess where all the glory should go? To Him. Should be this big circle that keeps on revolving around. Christ pours out His grace upon us. Faith builds up on us. We have an expectation in our lives. We meet a situation. We meet somebody in a situation. Holy Spirit speaks to us. He pours out His grace upon us. Holy Spirit gives us a gift. At that present time, grace of God's poured out. Great blessing comes on that person. And then they feel built up. Grace of God's all on them. They're full of faith. And the cycle starts all over again. It's a wonderful thing. And then these cycles and circles work with one another. And we have this huge, big, wonderful thing going on that is called the kingdom of God. Hiya, Fred. How you doing? Doing all right? Cool. Yeah. So all for the glory of God. Remember what it read? I read this out in verse 11 of this 1 Peter chapter 4. It said this, so that in all things God may be glorified, honored, and magnified through Jesus Christ. You know what? We have to get to this place that what we do as a Christian believer causes Christ to be magnified and honored. In the outworking of whatever we do. Whatever we do. It has to be, this is all for you, Lord. This is for you, Lord. This is for you, Lord. This is not for me. This is for you, Lord. This is for you, Lord. If we start living life like that, guess what He's going to start doing? He's going to start using us as a means of the blessing of His grace for other people's lives. You and I are His hands, His feet, His mouthpieces, His ears, His eyes here on planet Earth. Therefore, the more we desire to be used, and the cleaner the vessel is as such, the more He will just go, hey, I want to pour out my grace through you for other people's lives. You know, it's as simple as that. I don't know about you, but I want to be a blessing to other people. Anybody else? I want more of the grace of God to be working through me so that faith would be built up in my life and in other people's lives. This means that God's aim in giving us gifts and in giving us the faith to exercise them is that His glory might be displayed. He wants us in the world to marvel at Him and to recognize and realize how amazing, how awesome, and how stupendous He is. You know what? In this the outstanding reality of God is that He is all-encompassing. Romans chapter 11, verse 36, From Him all things originate. Let's not ever forget that. From Him all things originate. And through Him all things live and exist. And to Him all things are directed. To Him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. That's what the Scripture says. So surely, if we understand that God has poured out His grace for each one of us, surely the greatest expression of that should be that we are vessels ready to be used. God, use me to be a blessing. Cause Your grace to pour through me to be a blessing to other people. And there is, you know what, and there is nothing more thrilling, more joyful, more meaningful, more satisfying than finding our niche in the eternal unfolding of God's glory. You know what? Your gift, my gift, whatever may at a particular time seem to be small and insignificant. But you know what? But as part of the fullness of the revelation of God's infinite glory, it takes on a crazy big proportion when we realize that whatever Holy Spirit is needing for me to do at a particular time, and whatever He's needing you to do, and you to do, and you to do, and you to do, and all of us to do at particular times, you know what happens? It suddenly becomes this great, big, incredible, big proportion, this incredible, big picture of the wonder of our magnificent, amazing God, ready to pour out all of His grace and all of His blessing through us unto a world that so desperately needs His grace. So I tell you what, because I need His grace every day more and more. You know what? When we recognize that, what a good, safe, healthy place we have got to. So Father, as we continue to walk on this journey, As we continue to wander on through this, Father, of looking at and recognizing the importance of our of what you have put in our lives as spiritual gifts. Help us, Lord, to identify that which those things are important. Help us to be vessels of your grace, that we would, through us, through ourselves, through our lives, through our personal beings, Father, recognize that we are your vessels, able to be used by you to bring spiritual blessing in people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen.